Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now, you know, we're going to talk about the original intent. This is an original intent moment, you know, of America, our founding fathers. And there is a government that's set up. And you can, if you read the Constitution and the articles and the amendments, you'll find out that the reason why the government looks like it looks is because it was written in the Constitution that there will be a legislative branch, there would be a executive branch of government, there would be a justice courts, you know, the Supreme Court, and judiciary branch. And it's there because the Constitution, you know, said that that's how it's going to be. So when people start talking about the Constitution, it's like the very fact that the Constitution exists is the very fact that you get to be where you are, and you've actually swore, and you got to go back and listen to a highlight called you swore, you know, I swear. Mm-hmm. You know, it's called I Swear an Oath. And you can read or hear the oaths of office that everybody takes, and they swear to defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. And so with that, you know, here we are facing right now a balance of powers. And a balance of power is this, you know, where the executive branch would be like the president. You have the judiciary branch, which is the Supreme Court. And you have the legislature branch, which would be the Senate and the Congress. They all have equal powers. So the president can't say, I'll just do this without you, which we've been hearing a lot of that about. Mm-hmm. And then Congress can't say, we'll just do this without you, because it's a balance of power with the president. And the Supreme Court can't legislate laws because they're just supposed to actually interpret them and find out if they're constitutionally correct. Mm-hmm. And so there's a great balance of powers is there. And I want to talk about a little bit about Congress, because the Senate has two senators from every state. That means Rhode Island, the little small Rhode Island, has two senators, and California, as big as it is, has two senators. And so it's not based on population, it's just based on the state. Mm. And so if you have 50 states, that means you have 100 senators. Mm-hmm. But now Congress, it's based on population. So if you are from Rhode Island, for example, from Rhode Island, then because it's a small state, that's why we're talking about it, they have less congressmen and women in Congress. But if you go to California or Florida, you're going to have more congressmen and women because it's a bigger population, because it's based off population. That's why they talk about redrawing district lines, because that gives greater representation of the people. And so you, as an American citizen, you know, it's a government by the people and for the people. You look at all the people that are running for a congressman or congresswoman, and you evaluate based on what they're going to do, because it's representative government. We're not a democracy. We're a republic, which means people are looking to run for an office where they represent you. And so you need to actually interview these folks to see, you know, if you want them representing you or not. If they represent your values or not. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do, you know. And it's constitutionally designed that way. And so they need to talk to you. You need to meet your congressman. You need to meet your senators, but meet your congressman, because understanding that, you know, bills go before the Congress first, because that's a better representation of the country. It's a better representation of all of us. And so we sent our representatives to Washington, D.C. And here you have the House, you know, of Congress, and you got the Senate. And when you hear statements like, you know, I refuse to give Congress this information, because right now, at this very moment, we have our attorney general, which is in the executive branch, you know, telling the legislature branch, no, they're saying, no, we're not going to give you what you're asked for. You have to understand, they're not telling a government official no. They're telling your representative no. They're telling you no. They're there. The purpose of Congress is there as representing you to find out if something wrong has gone on. And they're going to come back and report to you. You know, we looked at Fast and Furious, and that's what they're talking about. We have, you know, we have Mexicans that are dead. We have an American that's dead because our government sold weapons to the drug lords over the lines. I mean, hello. This is an executive branch that says they want to do away with guns. This is the executive branch that said when they're running for office that, you know, when they get fearful, they cling to God and guns, you know, and that it's just, you know, it's like, really? And you're at the same time you're selling guns to. And so Congress is you. We want to understand original intent. So when you see your news, don't disassociate yourself when the executive branch says that I will not show you or tell you what happened, Congress, because they're saying put yourself in their place, and they're looking at you, American citizen. They go, no, American citizen, you know, I'm not going to tell you, you know, what we did. And it's like, we have a dead American here. You know, we've lost one of our guys, and all the dead, all the Mexicans that are killed, we as Christians, you know, just step outside of America for a moment. Their lives matter. It matters that all these people are being killed on our borders. It matters that farmers are scared for their lives, and they're having people kill themselves, be killed on their ranches. People are being decapitated, and bodies are being just cut. It's crazy things that are going on. And we need to know what's happening on our borders. And if our president is selling weapons over the line, and your congressman or you, right, interchange that because they represent you, wants to say, tell us what's going on so we can make sure this is, we need to really know what's happening. And they say, no, they're telling you no as the American citizen. And so, you know, you need to phone your congressman who represents you or email them. It's so much, you can email today so easily and go to their websites, whatever they are. And tell them your opinion about this. You know, stand with them when they're standing up for what's right. You know, let them know that you're proud of them. They're representing you right, and they're just asking for the evidence. They're not. It's not a partisan thing, even though it appears to be splitting on partisan lines. It's trying to find out what happened. And with that, you know, that the executive privilege of the president was exercised, which, you know, he can do that, and that's part of, you know, the executive branch. But he did it for, not for himself, he did that for the attorney general, which is kind of very odd, by the way, very odd. And so they filed a contempt of Congress. It's not just a contempt of court, but a contempt of Congress, which means this now, that you understand the original intent. It's contempt of America. America's representatives demanded that Attorney General Eric Holder, you know, let us know what's going on. Bring us that paperwork. We want to know what happened, when it happened, and who did it. And he says to America, I'm not going to tell you. They said, okay, fine, we're going to hold you contempt of Congress. And then it looks like he's fixing to get this because he's facing jail time for that. You know, he's going to jail for this. Mm-hmm. And so if he's guilty of it. So the president, who openly said before everybody that I have no idea what's going on with this Fast and Furious, I have no information on it, I know nothing about it, now all of a sudden he's exercising executive rights. Well, you would only do that about something that you know, but you don't necessarily know. So something happened with the attorney general that he went to the president and, you know, pressured him or whatever, and which sounds to us, and we're familiar with those kind of things, what happens, and it's a spiritual thing. And next thing you know, he exercises, you know, what does Eric Holder know on our president that the president wasn't willing to lose him? What's going on? I don't know what's happening. But understand this, you know, original intent, you know, is for when Congress calls people before them to testify, they're calling people before them on behalf of you to find out information that they can report back to you about what's going on. And sometimes they do an investigation. They say, well, it was just all, you know, it wasn't right. It wasn't real. You know, that it was just something that was made up, and they can clear somebody's name. And but right now, so when you understand how the original intent of government is, then you can say, my goodness, Congress has equal powers with the president. But the president pulled the executive right trump card on you, on the Congress, so you couldn't find out. And, you know, we have some of our, even our VFN family that's right there in Texas, and they have people coming over the lines. And we have American citizens that are right there on the edge of Mexico and Texas, and bad things are happening. It's happening in Arizona, and it's just really, really rough, and we need to know what's going on, mm-hmm. you know? And so right now we need to really pray for those in authority over us and understand that, you know, there's a violation of our Constitution that's going on, it appears. When it comes to guns, at one side you're saying, you know, Americans don't need guns. And if they do cling to guns and God, it's because they're scared. And at the same time, you're selling guns to the drug lords, to the drug lords. So I encourage you, contact your congressman. Realize when you're watching this story about, you know, executive privilege, and we have this on the VFN TV blog. Yes, you can watch, you know, a segment that we have on there. And Fast and Furious was the name of the, you know, the guns that they were actually giving and selling to the drug lords. And one of those guns killed one of our American citizens, which was a an officer down there. So this is a really important time. We got to find out what's going on, because it looks like the Constitution that they swore to uphold didn't protect and defend from enemies, foreign and domestic, that they have actually violated that. And so Congress, your representatives, need to find out what went on. Hopefully they didn't. Hopefully that didn't happen. But, I mean, there's 1,000 warning signs going up right now. We do not want, you know, our president swears to protect the borders. His job is to keep us safe and make sure and execute the laws that the legislative branch put in. And one of them is our borders. And if you're supposed to protect our borders, mm-hmm. you're supposed to protect our borders, but you're the ones actually giving guns to the people on the other side of the border. I mean, think about the irony of this. Mm-hmm. Okay, your job as the president is to protect America's borders.
Right.
And they swear to that. And then they sell guns to the people on the other side of the border. It's like you're violating your oath of office. You're in total, you know, forget about Eric Holder. I mean, if that's what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's a violation of what you, the oath you swore to be even to uphold. And over again, the Lord has shown us prophetically and in dreams and in visions that our borders are being invaded. Things are coming over our borders and they're going to come over our borders. And we're looking at that strategy unfolding right this moment, right before our very eyes. And it looks like the executive branch of government is somehow affecting that and allowing these things to take place. Crazy, but realize that you can go to VFNTV.com and go to our blog and find out some of those prophetic words and visions. You also can see about the story about the executive privilege and what is going on. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.